When our messengers came to Ibrahim with the good news, the birth of a son in his old age, they said, "We are to destroy the people of that township, for its people are indeed wrongdoers." Ibrahim said, "But Lut is in there." The angels replied, "We know who is in there. We shall certainly save him and his family, except his wife, who will remain behind." And when our messengers came to Lut, he became sad and anxious on their account, for he felt powerless to protect them. But they said, "Do not fear nor grieve. We shall save you and your family, except your wife. She will be of those who will remain behind. We are going to bring down a scourge from heaven upon the people of this town on account of their transgression. Surely we have left a clear sign from it for people who care to understand." To the people of Madian, "We sent their brother Shu'aib, who said, 'O my people, worship Allah and look forward to the last day, and do not transgress in the land wickedly.' But they denied him. So a severe earthquake seized them, and by the morning they were lifeless bodies in their own homes. Likewise, we destroyed the people of Ad and Thamud. We have seen the traces of their dwellings. Shaitan had made their foul deeds fair seeming to them and diverted them from the right way, though they were intelligent people. Musa came to Qarun, Pharaoh, and Haman with clear signs, but they remained arrogant in the land, yet they could not go ahead of us. We seized all of them for their sinfulness against some. We sent a violent tornado full of stones. Some were seized by a mighty blast, some were swallowed up by the earth, and yet some we drowned. It was not Allah who was unjust to them, but they were unjust to their own souls. The parable of those who take protectors other than Allah is that of a spider who builds for itself a dwelling, and surely the weakest of all dwellings is the dwelling of a spider, if they but knew it. Surely Allah knows whoever they invoke besides Him. He is the Almighty, the Wise. These are the parables that we cite for mankind, but none will grasp them except the wise. Allah has created the heavens and the earth to manifest the truth. Surely in this there is a sign for the believers."